tell us about how your dad is doing and what symptoms he has. And it is said, or I'm told, it's a mild case of dementia. Is that how you would describe it?
Well, I guess it all started when I did the interview with Donna. I forget her last name, but I used the word dementia. And actually, the symptoms he has and the diagnosis is called cognitive impairment, which causes severe short-term memory. And at night, he's got another problem. I'm not sure what they call it either. It's like when the sun goes down, he has difficulty getting words and has confusion. Especially if he's tired, if he's run down.
Right.
We keep him as tired as we can because he loves doing all these appearances. So
yeah.
It's what really keeps him going.
Marty, how would you describe how the family has handled it? Because as a son of someone whose father died of dementia, it probably takes a bigger toll on the family at times than it does on the person who has the dementia.
It does. The hard part, after we, he lost his wife and we lost our mother, which was kind of a long battle. It was, she probably had it over a dozen years, but I mean, she really wasn't diagnosed with whatever, until 8 years. Cause she's, we took her in three times and, twice she, told everybody where they could go. Cause she didn't like the stupid questions they were asking her. So, she was a pretty headstrong person and she was strong. You didn't want to wrestle her, that's for sure. So after that, her passing, we've had Gordy with one of us all the time. Because all the years that they were together, if anybody that has known my mom, everybody knows that she ran the whole ship. So there was a big void when she left. So, we're trying to pick that up and keep Gordy out of trouble and keep him as healthy as we can. And we're just lucky to have my brother Murray, which is a doctor, so we have him take care of all the medical stuff, and I run his business. And then the summertime, Mark gets to take him fishing. So
Mark gets the fun job.
He's got the easy one, yeah.
Yeah.
But with him being the head scout of the Red Wings, it's kind of hard for him to do a whole lot in the winter. And I have a sister also in Lubbock, Texas, but she's so far away that with all the appearances Gordy makes, it's kind of hard to get him out there. So. We love having him around. I mean, I'm kind of lucky now to be able to do what I'm doing because I get to see him all the time. So when I was coaching, I'd see him maybe three, four times a year, and that was it. So
physically, how's your dad?
Actually, he's doing well. He has he's had a stent put in probably about 10 years ago. The doctor seemed to think during that time, and then he was also during that time taking care of my mom, and he was trying to do it himself full time, which was a huge mistake, but I guess I could call him stubborn too. And we finally talked him into, letting somebody else, come in and help him out. And, taking his medications properly and stuff. So we think he had a mini stroke or, possibly two during that period before he had the stent put in.
Right.
And as you know, all these things cause memory loss and, a lack of brain function at some level. When he first started his first year, I think it was, he had that brain injury where he actually had to get operated on and have a drill put, drill a hole in his head to relieve the pressure and stuff. So, and I know there's a big thing on concussions and things now that they're actually trying to do studies and everything. And back in his day, if you had a concussion, you didn't go back out there, they'd call you a sissy. So it's a whole new ball game, a new world out there now. So. All these things together, have caused, it's like an accumulative problem that he has. And then when you're 83 years old, he'll be 84 in March. So, it's tough getting old.
Have you had conversations? You mentioned the concussion thing, and I was actually going to ask about that because it's such a primary topic in and around the game. And I would assume Gord, the central interest in Gord's life remains hockey. Have you had conversations with him about concussions? Has he opined that he'd been concussed during his hockey career?
We all know. I know, he had that one hit in the brain. I mean, for sure he was. And then there was one game in Houston, I think it was our second year there, and we were killing a penalty, and he threw the puck back to the defenseman, and as he was skating up ice, you know, waiting for him to shoot it down, the defenseman shot it and hit him right in the back of the head.
Wow.
So down he went, you know. But Gordy never passed it to him anymore. That was the end of that. Dangerous out there.
Marty, actually, just to touch on that, I mean, it's 2012. None of us are the kids that we once were. And for a whole generation of people, if I would explain to them that, yes, Gordie Howe was one of the greatest players the game ever saw, and he was in such great shape and knew the game well enough, and he decided to play professional hockey with his sons, people would tell me I was full of it. And when you look back, I mean, it must be like a dream come true for you and Mark for those days in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I was just turning 19, and you know, Gordy's so strong, and he's just one of those guys that has such great blood flow, and he can, you know, rejuvenate his body with his oxygen so fast. I mean, if you take his pulse, it's easy to find. It feels like a fire hose going through there. Unlike me, the doctors are searching around, are you alive? And you know, he's I don't know what you'd say. He's headstrong. I have to call him a little crazy. You know, at the age of 45, after taking 2 years off and getting your wrist operated on and decide, oh, I'm going to play again. That's like, it just doesn't happen. You know, and the biggest thing, like if he was to keep playing and had been playing the whole time, I could understand it would be a little easier. But at 45 and taking 2 years off, you know, putting on like 20 pounds and then all of a sudden go out there and expect to be able to play a professional sport again, you know, at that level, is almost borderline insane. But he went to camp, and back then we weren't in shape when we went to camp. They just threw the puck away, and we get one of those on the 10th day. You know, now the second day you're there, you're already playing games. But he skated around, and he was scaring us because he was turning some really strange colors of purple out there. So,
wow.
And after about, I think it was about 10 days, all of a sudden, the legs started moving right, and he started keeping up with everybody, and the bodies were flying, and the passes were actually hitting your stick. You know, he just, from that, you know, day forward, like, he never looked back. He just kind of owned the rink and the game and practice. So it was pretty amazing. I know all the years we watch him play, and everybody watches him play from the stands, but to be able to play against him on the ice or with him, you know, you see about 50% more of the stuff that goes on.
I can imagine, yeah.
The people in the stands.
Greater appreciation for the skill set.
Oh, definitely. There's a fear factor for some people out there.
Yeah. The Gordie and Colleen Howe Fund for Alzheimer's has raised more than $16 million over the years. And congratulations to the entire family on for that effort. And I know it's been a family effort to a great extent.
I mean, Baycrest has done such a great job with this tournament, and I think you know, it's fun for everybody, which is one of the
biggest
part of it. And plus, it's a great cause.